Welcome to the WWE Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to discussing the current pro wrestling product through all of the good.
AJ Styles is the WWE World Champion!
And the bad.
Number 30. The big dog is gonna hunt!
And now, here's your host, the man who doesn't play a bad guy on TV and loves sharing his passion for a Roman Reigns heel turn, Matt Corsell.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast. Thank you for joining me. It is Saturday, August 4th, 2018. Thank you to everybody for joining me today and those of you who are listening to my previous shows. Last week was quite an adventure. Very passionate. There was some cursing. And still, a week later, I don't regret a thing I've said. So I'm going to try to make today's show much more positive. I have some really positive things that I want to talk about that's going on in WWE. I know. What's wrong with me today? There are, although with not without a couple of mentions of things that I'd like to tweak. How about that? That's a very, very humble and professional way of putting it. Things that I would tweak, change. Yeah, how about that? Instead of just ranting on and telling you I'm going to swear. And I'm going to make today more positive than negative. Let's put it that way. So thank you for joining me. Follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. Also, I'm on Spreaker. For those of you who hate iPhones and don't have one, and you don't care about Apple Podcasts, well, guess what? You have Spreaker. You also have Spotify and Anchor. So those of you that are Android users, Windows phone users, they still have those? They still have Windows? I don't know if they still have Windows phones. If you don't have Apple, there's tons of options out there for you to get your WWE podcast fill. And I'd like you to rate and review me if you could. If I deserve 5 stars, by all means, please give it to me. If I don't deserve 5 stars, well, then don't give me a rating. How about that? No, in all honesty, though, if you really want to rate and review me, I do appreciate it for those of you who have done so. And I'm back. I'm back in my studio. I'm not on the road with that random, as somebody put it, typewriter in the background. And I do apologize for that. It's, as I said last week, I use the Spreaker recording app, and I swear I'm not moving or doing anything. It has a just constant, like, clicking in the background that I can't do anything about. So that's why anytime I can get here in my studio, aka my mom's basement, I'm just kidding, it's my own basement, but it's still a studio, I guess, right? And anytime I can get here, the audio quality is much better. So let's get to some things here. Let's start off on a positive note. SummerSlam is only a few weeks away, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great event. Although you wouldn't know it with the constant WWE Evolution mentions, as I, what did I tell you last week, folks? What did I tell you last week? That somehow, some way, we will get a constant nauseating promotion every single week until October 26th, 27th, 28th. I don't know why the hell I can't remember the date. It's late October. Until that date, we will get a weekly reminder. How the crowd is not booing this at this point, I would be. And not for, you know what, I'm not even going to get into it. I would boo the hell out of this if they consistently shoved it down our throats every week like they are, you know, curing cancer. That's how they're acting. So I can feel myself heading down the road of a rant. So let me stop myself in my tracks and do a U-turn. And let's talk about something positive in WWE that's going on. And one of those positive things is the Randy Orton heel turn, which I have not talked about. Now, it's been very well documented that Randy Orton, on several occasions, has, during any interviews with the media, been very forthcoming that he enjoys being a heel more than he does being a babyface. And I have to say, I enjoy the heel Randy Orton more than I do the babyface. The babyface Randy Orton feels lost. Feels like he doesn't have direction. Feels like he's being nice to the audience when he doesn't really want to be. He doesn't feel at home. He relies so much on the RKO that it's sometimes a bit much to handle when you're trying to get involved in a character that just feels so artificial. And Randy Orton, in his own right, is one of the biggest stars in WWE history. But without, I think I'd be doing the WWE history of Randy Orton a disservice if I did not mention that Randy Orton just feels like he has not ever lived up his full potential. He has constantly felt like he has never found that next gear. It's constantly Randy Orton in, you know, third gear, occasionally touching fourth gear, but never really getting to fifth gear. Of course, I'm doing it as if you have five gears in your car, right? But it feels like he has never reached that full potential of being where he could be. It's always as if he pulls back in matches. And he mentioned that in his heel promo last week on SmackDown Live, saying that, is it because I don't jump off of cages and destroy my body? And Randy, no. It's not, I don't want to see people jumping off of cages as Kevin Owens did at Extreme Rules. And that was, I mean, let's be honest, that was, I think, a tribute to Mick Foley, you know, having it being 20 years prior. Nowhere near the significance. I mean, I think everybody's stopped talking about it already. Whereas you have Mick Foley and Undertaker 20 years later still being talked about as if it happened last week. So, but my point is, it's not that, Randy. It's just that every single match, match after match after match, it's just, it's almost too smooth in the ring. He's too smooth. And that's a compliment and kind of a knock at the same time. He's so good that he doesn't have to work hard to put on a good match. But yet, at the same time, you know he's not working hard. It's a very, very interesting problem that Randy Orton has. And I don't even know if it's a real problem, but what I'm saying is, because I'm getting off track, and I'm going to stay positive, is that I enjoy Randy as the heel. And I really enjoy what he did this past week on SmackDown Live, with Shinsuke Nakamura attacking Jeff Hardy, and then Randy Orton then picking the bones and not delivering the RKO. That is something that is so crucial for this heel turn to be a success. And that is, everyone knows that the RKO is super, super over. At times, that was almost a one-dimensional part of Randy Orton as a character. We wanted to see the RKO. We didn't really care about anything else that was going on. We just wanted to see the RKO. Well, guess what? Randy Orton, or management, or both, have been very smart here, taking the RKO maybe out of it for good, but I don't know. He could still use the punt as a finisher, a DDT. Maybe they make that middle of the rope DDT his finish at this point. But it's crucial that they take that away, a part of Randy that is so over that it could overshadow his heel turn. Just as, let me give you an example, Neville taking away his finishing maneuver when he turned heel. Stone Cold, when he turned heel, not raising his arms when he stood on the top rope when he came out, changing his theme music. Things that fans enjoy, you take away. Don't do the things that the fans love, because in the moment they will cheer the RKO and go, well, he's a heel turn. It's a heel turn, but we love the RKO so much that I can handle this. Well, guess what? They took that away, and hopefully he stays away from the RKO until they decide to turn him back babyface, which they will. It's going to happen. But for the time being, I'm enjoying it. I enjoy Randy's promos. He feels much more natural at home. Jeff Hardy taking the terrible beating for the second week in a row. It's building heat. It's smart. It's basics. It's amazing when you have just basic psychology in a feud, a program. And I think they're doing a very good job here, just going back to basics. And what gets over a heel? What gets over a heel? Blaming the fans. Telling them he's going to destroy all their heroes. Bringing some truth into it that the fans don't love him because he's not putting his body on the line and tearing it up every single night. And to Randy Orton's credit, I guess you could understand that because he's on the back end of his career. He's a legacy star. He doesn't need to do it, number one. And number two, if he did, he would not be smart in elongating his career. He wants to stretch out his career as long as possible. And how do you do that? By not going into fourth and fifth gear. Just staying in third gear and cruise control. And the fans will continue to boo that. And taking away the RKO on top of it, along with Randy Orton's experience as a heel, as a WWE wrestler. You know, he was, came in 2002, I believe, with that infamous class of Batista, Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar, and John Cena, the infamous class from OVW. That is what's going to keep Randy going. He's got enough experience. He's very good at promos. I wouldn't say excellent, but very good. And I think this could be a long, good run for Randy Orton as a heel. I enjoy it. Same with Shinsuke, who's kind of fallen by the wayside, almost as a kind of a second thought for now. But at the same time, both beating down on Jeff. It's going to be interesting, though. Who do they bring in to even the odds against Shinsuke and Randy? Eventually, Jeff is going to have someone step up and even the odds here. So I'm enjoying this program. Jeff Hardy, I mean, the face paint's cool. The eye paint over his eyelids. I mean, it's fun to look at. I appreciate that Jeff is trying to add some new, like a nuance to his character that have otherwise been, okay, we've seen this act since 2001, really. 2000, 99. It's been the same act. They softly split up Matt and Jeff. They went their own ways. There wasn't an official breakup. They just kind of naturally seemed to evolve into their own programs. And with Jeff really doing more than I ever expected upon his return at WrestleMania last year in 2017, I really am enjoying what they're doing. They're taking legacy stars and using them for all they've got right now, and that's Jeff and Randy, who, as I said, are on the backside of their careers, and I don't need to see them, you know, in a barbed wire, thumbtack, light a 2x4 on fire match. They can get away with old school program. It's wrestling psychology 101. Heel gets heat. Heel continues to build heat. Takes away things fans like, and we move along. And I'm enjoying it. Another thing I really like that's going on. See, wow, I'm on two in a row of things I like that's going on. Is The Miz and Daniel Bryan. Another SmackDown program. These two, I don't think, have even scratched the surface of their, ultimately, when you look back, the full body of what their program's going to be. If anybody believes that SummerSlam is a one and done with Daniel Bryan and The Miz, I would hope that they are sorely mistaken. The fans have clamored for this feud for years, since that infamous SmackDown Live, Talking Smack segment with The Miz, when The Miz really gained a lot of notoriety from that. Really, it escalated there. We speculated at that point, but now they have a lot to draw from. I love how The Miz actually brought up how he was the NXT rookie. I'm tired of hearing the bingo halls and all that crap and all the indies. I'm tired of that. It's corporate speak, and I really believe that management is the one who, anytime they can get that in and take a shot at the indies, and that the fans love these guys because they that's how they paid their dues. And anytime it's, not homegrown WWE, management likes to speak through whoever's having the program with the person who went through the indies to get to WWE. They love to take that shot. And to me, it's not a shot. To me, that doesn't do anything to make me boo that individual. It makes me go, yeah, well, he went through the indies. I respect that. Like that's not a valid rebuttal against them coming through the indies. I respect that, and the fans do too, but the WWE management, especially probably Vince, sees it otherwise, that's, not as prestigious as coming up just through NXT organically and then coming to the main roster. Okay, well, anyway, let's move on. I'm getting negative. I'm liking this program so far. I hope that they are putting long-term thought into this program. Not a month, not even 2 months. I would say that this could get stretched to WrestleMania, and I would be fine with that. Not that I'm saying they have to have a match every single month in every single pay-per-view up to WrestleMania. I'm saying maybe they could, have detours. They have this one, and you have maybe a couple people interject themselves into this program, and they kind of get detoured for a while, and then come back at the Rumble, and then come back for their final blow-off at WrestleMania. I would be fine with that. If done right, this could last that long. And again, this is not going to be every single week they come out and, cut a promo on each other. And every single pay-per-view, they have a match with each other every single month until WrestleMania. I'm just saying it could be done if planned correctly. And maybe they are long-term planning, maybe they're not, but I'm enjoying this so far. They feel the program right now already feels organic, and I was hoping it would. Just their tone that they're speaking against each other, the way that they're speaking, doesn't feel like they're speaking in character. It feels like they're speaking from their mind, and there's a big difference, and you can see it and feel it. And I can absolutely feel this already, and I'm looking forward to what they have to offer. I really am. And I would not be surprised if the Miz beats Daniel Bryan this at SummerSlam, the very first encounter. I would not be surprised at all. And I wouldn't hate it, because to me that would build more heat for the Miz. So I would fully expect, I know predictions aren't yet for SummerSlam, and I'll have those as the weeks go by here, but I would not be surprised if the Miz beats Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam. Another thing going on, and I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, so it's kind of a neutral thing. And that was this past week on Monday Night Raw with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, who seemed to really dominate the show. Now, Paul Heyman's a guy that I think the fans respect. The fans have, a lot of them, grown up with him from ECW. Obviously through his tenure in WWE before his hiatus and then his return with Brock. So he's been in the fans' eyes for 20-plus years. And he's cut some of the best promos in the business ever. Even though he's not a performer. I'm tired of corporate speak. Even though he's not a wrestler, he has cut some of the best promos to date ever in this industry. And so there's respect there from the fans. And there's also frustration on the fans' part from Brock Lesnar constantly not being there. And it's real. And they have brought that to the forefront. They brought reality of the fans really getting tired of Brock not being there to the forefront. And they put that on air. Smart. Smart. Especially if you are Vince McMahon, you know, after 4-plus years of trying to get the fans to boo Lesnar, cheer Roman Reigns and boo whoever he's against. They may have made the most progress to date on this. And of course, Miami let me down by going along with this. Miami, you really angered me Monday night with not booing Roman Reigns and booing Brock Lesnar. But nonetheless, I think a different animal will be unleashed when we get to the Barclays Center at SummerSlam. So I'm very interested to see how the crowd reacts to them and see if they turn completely on the match at SummerSlam. But we'll get to that when we get to that. This past week, though, with Brock Lesnar bullying Paul Heyman on air, treating him like, you know, really kind of a servant, it was done well, but I don't know if it's something that is going to make me hate Brock Lesnar. I mean, we all know who Brock Lesnar is. What we saw on air was probably more the real Brock Lesnar behind the scenes than anything. So it's almost as if we are seeing a real character, which I think will not really necessarily get the fans to hate him, but more respect him for just being himself instead of trying to play somebody. So this could backfire, but the fans, and I will say this, I will say one thing before I get a little bit more on Brock here. When Roman Reigns had the interaction with Kurt Angle and saying, you know, after Kurt brought the police in, who were clearly just, you know, the local wrestlers dressed up in a Halloween police outfit, was when Roman said, "We all know what's going on here, Kurt. When are you going to actually man up? You're an Olympic gold medalist." And I really like that. It felt real. It felt something that I've been saying forever, that Kurt Angle has been just being a slave to Stephanie, who's not even there, and the Constable Corbin, who really has zero authority other than being just appointed by Stephanie. So Kurt maybe finally mans up here, and maybe he finally gets a set, turns and snaps on Corbin, snaps his ankle, and we get the real Kurt Angle that I've been clamoring for. Not this, I got to read my lines and stumble through my lines on a weekly basis, and I get fearful anytime I see Baron Corbin on the phone because I know it's Stephanie, and I'm, you know, I can't really make any real decisions here. It's really Stephanie who's going to be making the decisions. I'm filtering all of my decisions through Corbin. that is not a general manager. That's just a servant. You have no real authority because everything you do is being overseen and it's not Kurt. And he feels like he's reading lines every week. And that's not what I want to see from Kurt Angle. So some positive things this week, guys. Some positive things. I mean, you know, I think Alexa and Ronda Rousey should be very good at SummerSlam. Early prediction and pretty confident. I do not see Ronda Rousey winning. I think she chases the title for quite a while. It's too soon. And the fans will, I think, still turn on around Ronda if she wins that fast. I enjoy heel champions much more anyway, and especially Ronda chasing those heel champions. I still think somehow, some way, Alexa will slide her way out of SummerSlam with the belt around her waist, or in her case, around her shoulders behind her head. So that is just some positive things this week, guys. How about that? How about that? Some positive things to say about WWE. I'm enjoying it. Although one thing I do not, I cannot go without saying, and that is, well, congratulations to Corporate Kane on being a elected mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. So kudos to him. So he, Team Hell No is dissolved, which is fine. But having Daniel Bryan now talk about the Women's Evolution pay-per-view, enough. Now he's so proud of his wife. This is, I don't know why WWE is making this so life-changing. Again, they didn't cure cancer. They're actually behind the times on supporting women. I'm tired of this overshadowing and just sucking the life out of every feud, because every top guy, it's almost as if WWE said, okay, every top guy, let's see, it's Roman, it's Brock, or actually Brock wouldn't participate, but it'd be Roman and AJ and even Samoa Joe, and we have Daniel Bryan. Make sure they all somehow mention this before they talk about their feud, because this is more important than anything. I feel myself getting riled up. Go listen to my last show from a week ago. That is everything that I feel about the WWE and their Women's Evolution pay-per-view. So take a listen. I think you'll enjoy it. And again, if you're overly sensitive and you're all about progressive and you're all about WWE being a charity. And by the way, one thing, as I bring this to mind, and then I'll close the show, is Kurt Angle saying a real champion, you know, cares about the WWE universe. A real champion, you know, does charity work. Oh, really? Oh, do they? Oh, so corporate, isn't it? That's so corporate. God, WWE is such a soft corporate. Really, Kurt? Does a champion really just donate his time to charity? Do they? Oh my goodness. Well, we'll make sure that all champions do that, because that's what a real champion is. This isn't the 1980s. I don't eat my vitamins and say my prayers, okay? God. All right. Before I get negative, I just wanted to be mostly positive. I think it was about 75%. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. I'll be back next week, I hope, although I'm going on vacation next week, so I'm going to try to sneak in a show. If not, I'm going to, oh boy, do I dare go back to my phone and use the popcorn or typewriter in the background? We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Again, follow me on Twitter @ the WWE Podcast. Please rate and review me anywhere you can. And I will talk to you next time.